A couple of years ago, we finished a report on the U.S.-Mexico border by crossing from Tijuana into the United States. It took hours. The crossing is just that busy. Now, customs agents are testing new technology on many who cross, facial recognition and iris scanning. Here's David Wagner of KPBS in San Diego.
At the Otay Mesa border crossing, people are lining up to enter the U.S. This busy crossing on the southeast edge of San Diego processes thousands of vehicles each day. But many frequent crossers choose to walk through the border on their way to work, to visit family, or to go shopping. Today, some of those pedestrians are about to find out that crossing the border now involves one more step. Border agents help them feed their travel documents into brand new kiosks. Then, if they're a U.S. citizen and their documents clear, they're ushered across the border. But the non-U.S. citizens are asked to stay put for a moment.
Look in the mirror.
They have to stand very still while a camera inside the kiosk scans their face and eyes.
This is a national security issue as far as looking for individuals who are violating the law.
Joseph Meisenhelter with Customs and Border Protection explains this is all part of a pilot program evaluating biometrics at the border. He says the agency wants to know if tracking uniquely identifying facial features can help better screen people.
This will address certain issues as far as, is that the same person on the document, potential visa overstays, so we'll know with certainty, did that person really leave the United States.
Otay Mesa is currently the only land border stop where people crossing by foot will have their faces scanned. And for now, scanning is only being done on non-U.S. citizens. But if the test is deemed successful, facial biometrics could expand to other border stops. Among those crossing at Otay Mesa, Abel Gongora says he's fine with face scanning as long as it cuts down on wait times.
If that's going to improve that, you know what I mean?
Gongora is an American citizen who lives in Tijuana for its cheap rent, but he works in the U.S. as a music instructor. The border can make his commute excruciatingly long.
I really need to get over there. I need to get over there. You know?
Many Mexican citizens say they're also more concerned about wait times than anything else. Cesar Quezada says getting his face scanned is no big deal.
It's very easy. Now it's more quick. I think maybe 1-3 seconds.
I would say your interest in getting through the border as quickly as possible is a valid one.
But the ACLU's Mitra Ebadalahi says border crossers shouldn't be so quick to trade their personal information for shorter waits.
If you pay for that convenience by giving up a photo of yourself, and that photo then gets into a database, not just at the border, but potentially used elsewhere, how would you feel about the government having that information on file for you indefinitely?
Ebadalahi is worried that this focus on physical features could lead to racial profiling and false matches. Customs and Border Protection says the images collected during this test will not be shared with other agencies. It also says these new biometrics have similar accuracy to old standbys like fingerprint scanning. For NPR News, I'm David Wagner in San Diego.